This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That massive snowstorm that whacked parts of New York forced the Buffalo Bills to move Sunday's game against the Cleveland Browns to Detroit. The Bills won it 31-23, but back home, there was several feet of snow on the ground in Orchard Park, New York. Western and northern New York got hit hard. Governor Kathy Hochul.
Given the scale of this storm, I'm really proud of how the utility crews have stepped up. They were pre-positioned. Again, this is all about how you manage something of this scale. It's about being ready in advance.
President Biden is sending federal aid to help New York. Still no word on why a gunman opened fire Saturday night at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, killing five people and wounding many more. The AP's Julie Walker.
Sabrina Astin's 28-year-old transgender son, Daniel, worked at Club Q and was killed in the shooting.
It's just a nightmare that you can't wake up from.
The shooter, armed with an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle, subdued by patrons. Investigators still determining motive, but not Astin.
I'm almost positive it's a hate crime because it's the anniversary of the Orlando, Florida killing at the LGBT club.
She says lawmakers need to do more.
They don't hurt anybody. They're just normal folk.
25 people injured in the shooting. Police say 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldridge is in custody and being treated for injuries. I'm Julie Walker.
As millions of Americans get ready to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday, the price of gas is dropping. It's $3.66 a gallon today, 11 cents cheaper today than a week ago. NASA's Orion capsule has reached the moon, traveling around the far side and passing within about 80 miles. Former CEO Bob Iger is returning to Disney, replacing his successor, Bob Chapek. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
Black Panther: Wakanda Forever tops the box office for a second week.
They came from the water.
The Black Panther sequel sold another $67 million in movie tickets over the weekend, according to studio estimates. The top new release, the satire The Menu, came in at number two. At number three is the surprise hit of the weekend, the first two episodes of the third season of The Chosen. It's a crowdfunded streaming series about the life of Jesus, and this was intended as a limited theatrical run. Black Adam is at number four, with Ticket to Paradise in fifth. I'm Archie Zarletta.
President Biden celebrated his 80th birthday yesterday, the oldest president in U.S. history. The president hits his milestone birthday at a personal crossroads as he and his family face a decision in the coming months on whether he should announce for re-election. He'd be 86 at the end of a potential second term. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.